Gospel according to John, the first chapter. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" John confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. John by Siegel. Now, my keys.
in the last 2 weeks. You will have been one of those persons who has said, Pastor, what are you looking for? Maybe this is kind of a sign, it's not. But we're Christmas here, but we're at the mass meeting this afternoon. And I always take a bag of chicken with us. And for 2 weeks now, I've been wandering around the church and our house in the far reaches of Baxter Hall, in the far reaches of the Sunday school building, and our garage and our basement, looking for these. So that when we opened up all the Christmas stuff, the jingle bells were there, and we're still talking about what I have there. Maybe that's the point I'm going to go on this year. But this third Sunday night, ask yourself, what are you looking for? What is your deepest longing? The darkness has not overcome. Darkness will not overcome. Where are you looking for light? In these dark days of summer, we turn them up outside. We put them on our Christmas trees. We add artificial light to whatever we can. But what is the light? But runs of your spirit and your soul. That light is Jesus. God incarnate, who came as light for the whole world. What is your spirit seeking this December? I hear Coles is giving away his wine. You think so? No. I mean, you can turn that on 26. It's not joy. Jesus came to have joy. What are you looking for? The prophet Isaiah gave us the word about healing the wounded and binding up the broken heart. Isn't that what we're for? in Jesus. This is prophet Isaiah, the one who will heal the world. By that feeling, set free the captive. Not just in this moment, but forevermore. I wish I could say I could go home and celebrate with yourself. The message of the angels is pretty much. Christ is not. Christ is